Hello and welcome to another podcast for Mindful Eating. Thank you and good morning. And today we just want to briefly talk about how the cost of living is affecting everyone. It's happening all over the world. This is a global thing. You know, since the pandemic has come and gone, the whole world has been transformed. And cost of living can affect us in so many ways, mentally, I would say. A lot of people are having to spend more to look after themselves. And here in the UK, I would say a lot of people now are facing the brunt of food costs, travel expenses, and also leisurely expenses. A lot of people now are having to find other ways of making money. And also, as you're doing this, your mental health, your physical health, not to mention your health with social aspects in connecting with people. A lot of people now are no longer spending time with other people. This is what I've noticed. I mean, it's come to a point where a lot of people are isolating themselves. I think this also stemmed from the pandemic, but a lot of people are isolating themselves to the point where even to pick up a phone to call someone is a very hard thing for people to do now, because people now are coming more self-absorbed, which is not really right. I mean, we are people, beings that we need to connect with others. As you connect with others, it helps you to grow. Now, some people like spending time alone, which is fine. Some people are introverted. Some people may have, you know, autism and stuff like that. But most people need to interact with others in order to share and bounce off ideas off of each other. So in terms of how the cost of living is affecting people mentally, I would say a lot of people now are more stressed about their finances, and people are not able sometimes to grasp how to deal with it. And who do you talk to? Obviously, after the pandemic ended, mental health has been a very high aspect now. But a lot of people are still suffering in silence. People are still feeling the brunt of how the pandemic affected them. And for some people, they were happy when the pandemic arrived. It gave them a chance to reboot and reset. But aftermath, it has caused a lot of problems for people now, because, like I said, financially all over the world, people's banking accounts are not balancing. Also, as I said, you know, as I said earlier on, you know, before people used to spend time out meeting friends, now it's a very rare thing to do. Even to pick up the phone to call somebody, it's a very rare thing to do. It's very important that once you are in a state of mind that you can still acknowledge others and still comprehend how to deal with others, it should be notably done that you spend time with people, at least maybe, you know, on the weekends. If you're not working on the weekend, reach out to someone, reach out with friends, spend time with that person, because when you spend time with other people, it gives you a chance to bounce off of them and them off of you. And whatever you may be going through, they might be able to spend some time in counsel, spend some time with recreation. You know, laughter is very good as well. When we spend a lot of time on our own, it is not a good thing. It causes issues to the point where you become so totally isolated, you don't want to even bother to interact with other people. So I would say, you know, it's very important. Interaction is very important. Yes, you interact at work, but that's a different type of interaction where you talk to people. Yes, but you're doing your job. You're taking orders. You are doing stuff like that. It's very, very important to have a social circle where you have some friends that you connect with every now and again, and connect with them, chat with them, speak to them over the phone, even meet up with them for maybe half an hour coffee. These things are important in order to let our social aspects, our mental health, to thrive. Because when we spend a lot of time on our own, it causes a lot of despair, not to mention isolation, not to mention a feeling of no longer feeling connected to people. And also, as well, wanted to share in terms of the last podcast I shared about travel. A lot of people are traveling alone. And this is something that is good to do. I think in some time in our lives, we need to pick up and travel on our own. But I also believe that traveling with someone as well, sharing that particular experience with that particular person, whether it be a friend or a loved one, whatever, it just helps you to grow as well as individuals. And it also gives you a chance to refresh your mental health and your physical health. Also, with the cost of living crisis, in terms of food costs, a lot of people now are having to cut back on spending food. I think for most people, it is essential that we have a balanced diet. If there's not a balanced diet, then your mental health cannot move forward, your physical health, also your dental health. I think a lot of people now are neglecting certain costs because it's too expensive. I think it's very important to visit the dentist at least once a year, twice in the year, something that we need to keep an eye on, because I mean, our bodies behave differently. But some people, when they are going through stuff, maybe their mental health might go down a bit, or their physical health. For some people, it could be their dental health. You know, depending on the type of food that you're eating or how you're dealing with stress, you know, your body might take the brunt in a different way. So it's very important that we spend time to, as we say, go to the gym if this is something like doing, if to visit the dentist, and also, like I said, eating the right balanced diet. You know, as I said, with women, when you reach a certain age, we have menopause, premenopause. You know, for some women, menopause starts early. For some women, it's later on in life. So it is so important to allow your body to have a balanced lifestyle, so that cost of living, food costs, all these things do not affect, because it's affecting a lot of people. A lot of people aren't able to eat healthily. You know, it's very important to have a diet where you have roughage. If you don't have enough roughage in your diet as you get older, for some people suffer from constipation. You need to have some fresh fruit in your diet at least once a week, or at least twice in the week. I mean, everybody's digestive system works differently. For some people, they go to the toilet maybe twice in the week, three times in the week, you know, or for some people, it's every day, you know, depending on how your system works for you. It's important to have fresh fruit, fresh vegetables in your diet. For a lot of people, they're not eating that. They're eating a lot of processed foods, you know, a lot of ready-made meals. And these meals, they don't have a lot of you know, vegetables in there, or even the right type of food in there to allow you to have a balanced diet. So it's so important, even with people with large families. I think the average cost of a grocery bill for a large family can maybe topically range from maybe £300 to £400. I mean, this is an average I'm doing here. I mean, on my channel at the minute, I'm currently speaking about the cost of food, you know, when you're by yourself. I remember a couple of years ago, just before the food prices went up extortion, you know, quite a lot. Food prices for one person can vary depending on what you're spending on. I was spending like maybe £15 a week on food, and now it's gone to 20. And depending on where you shop as well, for some people, they like shopping at Aldi. For some people, they like shopping at Lidl. For some people, they like shopping at Marks and Spencer's or Morrison's. But you have to look at your food costs as well, because, I mean, like I said, all these things affect us in one way or the other. And if we're unable to manage and balance all these things, it can affect our mental health, our physical health, and also other parts of our lives as well. So, you know, in order for us to have a more balance, I would say at the end of the day, like I said, please, it's so important to interact. I remember when the pandemic had just ended, we were urging people to meet with people. And we need to continue doing this, because it is a society now where a lot of people, because of the Android phones, we are addicted to the phones. We're addicted to just sending a message instead of reaching out to call that person. It's important to give yourself that balance in life. And, you know, I mean, many years ago, people were hardly on their phones. Everybody's on their phones. They're watching streaming. They're watching this. It's important to spend time to interact with others and bounce off them. So this is a very important thing I want to highlight. And also, you know, it's also good to talk to others about your problems. If you want to share those problems, you share them. But it's good to talk to others instead of keeping everything inside. It's not good for the mind. It's not good for the body. It's not good for, you know, people's well-being. So I just wanted to share this podcast today. Please check out my YouTube channel, Mindful Eating. Mindful Eating is growing slowly. I mean, I don't have a million subscribers like some people, but I'm growing my channel organically, and I hope at some point to get to that point where I can be monetized. I mean, I don't know when that's going to be, but I hope it can be monetized one day and be able to continue sharing my passion for, healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. And yes, just continue supporting the channel. Thank you to all the subscribers in America who have taken the time to stay as an avid listener. And I just wanted to share this podcast today. Wherever you are in the world, take time out for yourself. Take time out for others, and take time out for your body. Thank you for, and also your mind. Thank you for listening today, and good morning to you, good afternoon to you, and good night to you, wherever you are in the world. Have a good day.